This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Jamie Lee and her 12-year-old daughter Melissa are getting a fresh start with ReMerge, a prison diversion program for women and mothers. Jamie has struggled with addiction for years. When she and Melissa visited the StoryCorps mobile booth, they had a frank conversation about the effects of addiction on their relationship and their hopes for the future.
What were you thinking when you got high?
When I got high?
Mm-hmm.
That I was trying to numb out reality, that I wasn't happy at home. I just felt somewhat of belonging somewhere.
What did you think would happen with me in your life when you were high?
That I was a total failure.
I don't think you're a failure now because of ReMerge. Yeah. ReMerge gave you a second chance, and now we got a big family because of ReMerge.
Sorry that I ever did that to you and that you had to go through something like that. I feel like a terrible person knowing that, again, I put my daughter through something that she shouldn't have to even deal with or realize or know that side of the world, you know that pain. You know, I knew the pain that my dad caused me growing up as a kid, being an alcoholic and a drug addict. And I always said that I wanted to be nothing like him. But then when he died, I wanted to get closer to him. So at that point, I had lost myself and self-worth and self-respect and being selfish, just only thinking of what I was going to do, not the people around me that it was affecting. So getting high definitely didn't make anything better. It just postponed the feelings, the emotions, the not growing up and taking responsibility or taking care of my kids like I should have.
I still felt like you were taking care of me whenever we were living together a couple times.
Yeah. I tried, but it wasn't the right way. And I'm really thankful that I have a second chance and that we have this program and that I'm sober and able to learn how to be a mom to you and your brother, finally.
And I love you very much for that.
I love you too.
And I love that you chose to get better by ReMerge.
What was your childhood like from your perspective?
I felt happy a couple of times whenever we were spending time together. But mostly I had, in my mind when I was little, I had a happy life. But now I don't think it was really a normal childhood.
Yeah. I can understand that. How do you think your life is now?
I think it's way better than it was in my childhood life.
Yeah. Can't make up for the past, but we can move forward past it and make, you know, have a better life now moving forward. You always had so much anxiety for such a young kid. Do you feel like now that you can finally almost feel like a kid?
Not really, because it kind of put me in a permanent state where I have so much anxiety every time.
Yeah.
It feels like regular anxiety, but it feels worse than that. It feels crazy, and it feels like I'm gonna go nuts. Sometimes it comes out of nowhere.
Melissa, you've came a long way from last year. I can see where you're working on it, and I'm so proud of you.
And I'm proud of you, too.
Thanks.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org.